next stop on this train will be...
It's up to you, New York.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep center. Fetch back. Away back. Yeah. She is gone.
This is 161st Street, Yankee Stadium.
Boom! And we're live.
What's going on?
Can I do that?
No, you can't do that.
Is that trademarked?
You can't just take everything from every other podcast.
Every other podcast. We're trying to see what works for the intro.
Just trying to make a podcast casserole of everyone else's podcast.
Trying to make it casserole. So... we're going to do an episode a little differently this time. We wanted to do something like this in the off season when we had nothing actual, like, relevant baseball to talk about, even though we still can muster up something. But we're going to do an all-time Yankees draft this time, all-time players. That includes anywhere from Babe Ruth, if you think he's good or not, to Gleyber Torres. Anywhere in between only their Yankee career, or why don't you go into the rules here for us, Brooksy?
So the official rules of the all-time Yankees draft, rule number one, when you say a name, you are stuck with them. It doesn't matter if it is your turn, you are now stuck with them. It starts anywhere from the 1900s to present, but it only counts when it is during their Yankees career. Every person has a 15-second shot clock. You can't repeat positions. It is one player per position. You must field all the positions. And the last round will be a designated hitter, but it can be any position player that is a batter. And since it is the last round, it will be any available batter, since anyone could be a DH. So we now actually have a randomized order. And with the first pick in the 2019 all-time Yankees draft, Damon.
You!
Has the first pick.
Show me the screen. I don't believe it.
This is a snake draft. Rella, you have the second pick.
Let's go!
I don't believe this. I'm bullshit.
You are blessed with the third pick.
I think
I'm nervous.
I don't know who to take it to.
And I have the last pick.
I don't like this because I'm nervous now because...
That immediately made me
first
nervous.
Pick, like, I don't know.
A lot
know.
Of pressure.
Like...
all time.
I know. But it's not even the best player. It's just like, it's a draft. So it's like...
you don't know where to start.
You don't know where to start. Fuck me.
See, yeah, we didn't
folks, I want you to comment what position you think is thin all time in the Yankees, because after some research, we found out that some positions
second
are
base.
Surprisingly thin.
We should also put up on the video screen, like, live tweets of, like, who's going first in the draft.
Yeah.
Like, fake tweets.
Yeah, whatever. Let's do that. With all the resources we have, let's do that.
Yeah, it's basically just me out here pumping out shit. But... now I'm actually fucking nervous.
I am too. I don't know.
All the research we did before, just kind of like throw that into the wind.
All right. Yeah, I didn't realize we were doing this. I came home from dinner with my family, and then I just got in the lab for like 2 hours.
I mean, I feel like, Murph, you're more built for this. You're an old soul, and I feel like you're going to – I mean, see, the thing with this draft is it doesn't necessarily have to be like the most war for a player. Like, if you pick – Greg Bird, like, if you're Kevin, because you like Greg Bird so much, and you can back it up and rationalize why you picked it, good for you. It's your team, you know?
I'm not even picking based off which team would be the best in, like, a game series. I'm going off my favorite Yankees and my nine.
Yeah, this is our teams, and at the end of this, we'll post a little graphic on Twitter, Instagram, all that, and we're going to have you guys vote. And me and Brooks were thinking about this, too. We want to make this a little interesting. So whoever wins the fan vote, whoever will put up a poll for all the teams that we end up drafting, and whoever wins, they get a little something.
Wait, can I just ask something?
I think you can do that.
Are we doing like, this is probably a little late to ask, I should ask this earlier. Are we doing like best lineup you can put together or your favorite lineup you can put together?
The best.
It's up to you.
It's a little both.
So favorite. All right.
You have to back it up with some facts.
Yeah, you could put some nostalgic pitchers in there. Like,
for God's sakes, if you take Tyler Wade in the third round, I am stopping this early.
All right. So my wager here is I like to make things a little interesting, and I'd say everyone gives the winner a six pack of beer, whatever the fuck, IPAs that.
Every okay, yeah. All right, let's do it. Fuck it.
Yeah. Basic man.
Yeah, all right.
Winner gets a nice 18 beers.
There you go, Murph.
I'm in.
Johnny Salary over here. I had no problem with that.
The only one working full time. All right. Let's break up the monotony here. Let's get into this.
All right, folks, let's start with the first pick in the 2019 all-time Yankees draft. Damon is on the board.
Let's do this. Did we establish seconds? Did we say that? How many seconds we have per pick?
It's a loose 15 seconds.
Loose 15 seconds? All right. I think we should get some sort of countdown now. I'll do it. I'll be in charge of that. All right. I know who I'm picking already. So I'm going with Robinson Cano
with the first pick
of the draft.
Off the board.
We're getting crazy.
The reason behind that, let me back it up, is one, Cano's one of my favorite players of all time. I wore number 24 playing baseball because of him and because of Griffey, but I wore 24 for my entire baseball career. Also, he's probably one of the best fielders I've ever seen play second base. And Yankees, all time in their history, second base is a very thin position. And I think he's the best one that I've seen, and I think that statistically he's been. So that's my guy, and I'm sticking to it.
I don't hate the pick.
I mean, how could you hate the pick? I don't know. I think you're two. You're two.
Derek Jeter.
You're two.
God Derek damn it.
I'll take Derek Jeter off the board.
God damn it.
A thin position when we were looking through it. There's been no shortstops in history. I mean, Derek Jeter, and then there's a few after. I already got my shortstop, so that's my guy.
The wheels have been turning for hours on end, folks. This draft is the real deal.
I like my odds.
You know what? It's bullshit because my first two that I knew I wanted to pick early and often, I wanted to make sure I got Jeter or Cano if they're on the board. And those two are
gone. Let's go. Hey,
boy.
All right. I think I would be remiss if I didn't pick who I believe to be the best Yankee of all time. It's not that thin of a position. I get the strategy for it. But if I didn't have Mickey Mantle on my team, I'd be pretty upset. So I'm gonna go with Mick there. I don't know. What do you guys think is his position? I had him down as a left fielder, but he also played a lot of center. If you guys are out with me putting him down as a left fielder, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I think generally for outfield, we kind of just
I think with any secondary positions, we'll just do a group call. I'm gonna go with the outfielders. Outfielders are pretty lenient there.
Yeah. You're going with Mantle. Yeah.
Interesting pick though. Outfield is a loaded position.
No, I know, but Mickey Mantle's my favorite Yankee of all time. I had to think.
I get it. Sip your whiskey. Who's next?
Actually, no, he's not my favorite, but we'll
find out. Am I excited for these two picks.
We got two picks, I forgot.
With the fourth
With
the fourth overall pick, I'm taking third baseman Alex Rodriguez.
God damn it.
Expected that one.
I was hoping he'd stick around for me.
But we're talking about the thin positions, folks. Third base, when you do the research, there's no one.
We got nothing at third base.
I took the only third baseman outside of Andujar and Gio, and the stat lines are just not that.
I think I have a third baseman of mine that no one else is going to pick. So
I like that. I like that.
I hope no one else does. Is that the light bulb that went on your head? No, it was different. It was for a pitcher.
All right, who's your next pick?
So my next pick is going to be Lou Gehrig at first base.
Not a bad pick.
All right.
First two rounds, Gehrig and A-Rod. I'm pretty happy with myself.
I'd say you're taking out the cream of the crop at first base.
Hey, Murph, what kind of whiskey are you drinking?
I got Maker's Mark. What do you got?
I'm doing a little Buffalo Trace over here.
Buffalo. Oh, you got the ball.
Yeah.
You're not a first name.
I got that real right. job money gets you that extra $10.
Yeah, no, it does.
You got a lot, though.
I know.
It is. Right. I can feel it.
Murphy, brother, we're back to you.
Murphy, you're up.
And you know what?
I'm
going to go a little strategic because there are only, in my opinion, there's only one other third baseman on the board that's really in that really fits in a lineup, and that's Greg Nettles, and I'm going to take him.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fucking asshole. What?
Greg Nettles.
I thought you were going to say somebody else.
God, I thought I just said no one else is going to pick him.
Oh, when you said that, I was already thinking. I was like, I got forgotten. I knew that was who you were going to take.
Oh, I hate you.
So, yeah, I'm going to take Greg. You're forcing my hand.
That's what a draft is, man. Play the cards you dealt.
I was hoping that I could get A-Rod on the back screen. That'll be able to leave Greg Nettles for Damon there. But A-Rod's gone. I got to jump on the third baseman while they're still there.
All right. Now that you just took the two top third basemen, I feel like I am forced
Did you have him on the list, Greg Nettles?
Yeah, I needed to get two top for third baseman.
I googled top 25 Yankees of all time and saw Greg Nettles and looked him up.
I was looking, that's what we're all looking through.
we had no idea who it was.
Since you guys are really thinning out that position, I think I might have to go with switch up there. I'm going to go with Mo.
Wow. All right. Wow.
I actually made a game time decision there. I was going with somebody else. But no.
That's also
it's a thin position.
It's a thin position when you think
it's top heavy. That's a top heavy
position. Very top heavy. Very top heavy.
That was early for Mo.
I mean, I got Mo and Jeter. I don't know. I mean, the early leader right now is me.
All right. I get two now?
Yeah, is that how that works? You got back to backs.
Wow, that could be lethal. Wow.
Make the pick.
I'm
stalling out here. Sheesh. I think 15 seconds.
With one of the picks, I'm going with Randy Johnson.
As your pitcher.
Barely he was my first
on the Yankees. It's based off what he did on the Yankees.
I don't give a shit. He was fucking wiped out.
Hey, man.
I had him as my first pitcher. Fuck you.
He had a 5 ERA his last
year. I don't care.
And a 3.39. He was on the Yankees for 2 years.
I don't care.
Hey, man.
I think you
whopped. That's better for me. I think you botched it.
I think you whipped that pick. I'm going to let you know.
And according to the rules, you're stuck.
He's not even on my list.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You get one more.
I get that. I get that.
Wear that one. That one sucked.
All right. Fuck you guys.
Don't let him get to you, man.
I'm going to go with what's his fucking face? Fuck it. I might just go with Glaber.
Fuck!
All right, I went early with Glaber.
Second or short?
At shortstop.
Shortstop for Glaber.
A thin position needed to stretch that, I feel like. That's why, if I didn't have Jeter, I was probably going to do that with Glaber.
You're out of your mind for picking a 23-year-old in terms of the best Yankees of all time in the fourth
We established this is also
based on talent.
And preference and talent. And I don't hate the pick with the amount of thinness at that position.
Some hot takes in the first two rounds of the draft.
Yeah, for real. I don't know.
That was two?
That was two.
Back to you.
Back to – I didn't even know I was up. Oh, wait, so you just took
– I took Glaber.
Glaber, and I don't even have to cross off Randy Johnson because he wasn't on my list.
He wasn't on any of our lists.
Shot clock, huh?
Yeah, how about that? Shot clock.
I am going to go with... Joe DiMaggio.
Okay. Wow.
God damn.
Off the list he goes.
And I'm going to place him. Does it matter what outfield spot I put him in?
Nope.
No.
Just three general outfielders.
I'll throw him in right.
I swear I'm getting boned right now. All right.
I mean.
Murphy. Only up. People at the ends go twice.
All right. I'm going to go to.
You know that Randy Johnson pick was just a scary.
That was a really.
I'm taking Goose Gossage.
I know you love Goose Gossage. He's in MLB the Show. You had him MLB the Show, right?
Oh yeah, I use him all the time.
Goose Gossage as your reliever.
He was on there for me.
Yeah, he's my reliever. I did not want to go to reliever that early. I didn't want to go to reliever that early, but I had to. Mo was gone. I had to.
It's kind of a top-heavy position, though. When we were looking at it, like in terms of the,
it's a top-heavy.
There's only a few greats, and then it's preference at that point.
Boy, am I about to fuck all of you.
I probably are.
Let me hear it.
I'm gonna take Andy Pettit.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was number one.
That one hurt. That was number one on everybody's list.
Yeah.
I'm going with Andy Pettit and Jorge Posada.
Yep, that was a good one too.
Yeah,
good
okay. one.
All right.
We're getting into Heartbreak Nation here.
You said you took Jorge?
He took Jorge, yeah.
Alright, so that's the thing. Jorge was the one I was debating on between him and Goose, and now I need to jump to a catcher. And when I took Mickey Mantle, I said that was my favorite Yankee of all time. That's not entirely true. Although I never watched him, I'm going to go with Thurman Munson.
God damn, that was my next pick.
He just made the Hall of Fame, didn't he?
That was my next pick.
Yeah, he was, you know, one of the Gontier guys. He was my dad's favorite player when he was growing up, so I literally studied him when I was a kid for no reason, really. But he's just, you know.
That page always DMs us. You know, you see that page, Thurman Munson Hall of Fame? They DM, they like comment and tag us on everything. He made the Hall of Fame just now, right? Well, or is he on the ballot?
I think he's on the ballot.
He's on the ballot. Is he on the ballot?
Yeah, I think he's at least on the ballot. I don't know.
I don't think he's on the ballot.
What is the voting?
The voting's right now.
Yeah, I think he makes.
Did Murph just go?
We'll look that out. So I'm up.
Yeah, Merle, you're up.
I'm gonna go CC.
Wow.
All right.
Good pick.
Good pick.
I don't know.
I mean, if we want to recap again, I have Jeter, Mo, Joe DiMaggio, and CC.
I have A-Rod.
I don't want to hear it. Move on.
Yeah, we're doing it at the end.
I just want to let the record show.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and take Yogi as catcher.
Good pick.
Definitely. Yeah, that's a good pick. Damn, see, that's a good thing. You had Munson next, but Yogi's no slouch either. Those two are almost interchangeable.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of Yogi a...
Man. You guys all have catchers now, right?
Yes.
All right, so I'll just...
Yeah, so Bill Dickey's yours.
That's kind of what I'm doing.
If you say Gary Sanchez over Bill Dickey, though, I'll...
I just might. I'm a big Gary supporter.
Oh, my God. All right.
I think I'm gonna change up a little bit, and I think I'm gonna go with Reggie.
Oh,
Reggie and Wright.
Mr. October. I wanted him. Wow.
I think he's a powerhouse outfielder.
He's
so deep though.
Yeah, I know, but I think he's one of the outstanding ones that's like...
Oh, I'm not saying that. He's in the top heavy group, but I'm not as upset that you took him versus like taking Pettit or Cano sort of thing, because I can get somebody else.
I got some backups over all other places, but I want to make sure I got him. So
is that Brooks for two?
No, it's back to you.
Back to you.
Oh, fuck. I keep losing my spot. I don't even know what's up.
Nothing but silence.
Darkness, my old friend. We should get this timer going.
I'm going to go with Ricky Henderson.
Didn't even have
fun. Good pick.
Center fielder Ricky Henderson.
I have him down. Not a big. He only played like 4.5 seasons on the Yanks, but he did pretty well while he was here. Everybody thinks him as an A, but
26 to 30 season, and he was an All Star every year.
That's what I'm saying. We stole him from the A's in typically Yankee fashion.
I didn't even realize he was during his prime years on the Yankees.
Yeah,
kind of nuts.
Well, not
26 to 30 is a baseball prime.
Yeah, it didn't turn out to be his prime though. So much
his prime in particular, but he's an made an All Star. He was good pick, Luke. Good pick.
You know, I would have taken him later just because he's a good pick. I would have taken him later because he's not like a, I don't think of him as a Yankee. I think of him as an A. That's just me.
I get that.
That's you.
Understandable.
I think it's a good pick though.
Murphy Group.
Murphy, you're up. 50 seconds.
Oh shit! Here we go.
Damon's actually timing now. By the way.
All right. That's fine.
Wow, 15 seconds goes a lot faster when you look at it.
Yeah.
All right, no pressure. All right, I'm gonna go. Shit.
Yeah, you got to pick right now.
I'm gonna say, you know what, Rella, you can go fuck yourself. I'm taking Babe Ruth. I think I said it.
I was wondering.
Inside back.
You took him. I was gonna take him.
We saw the sign, Babe. If you could see this, probably. Hey,
Brooks, tell me one thing.
Brooks sucks.
Were you gonna take him in the next two picks?
Babe Ruth wasn't.
What?
Good.
Were you gonna take him in the next two picks?
Yes.
I was thinking about holding him because I knew that Damon and Rella were gonna take him, and I was
100% taking him in.
Saying that we're not going to pick him. Yeah. So that's you doing your research.
Yeah, exactly. I was milking it because he You could say, all right, who do you think? Jeter. You could say in 100 years, Jeter would be dog shit against the pitching. Man will be 100 years from now. Of course he would be. That long ago. It doesn't matter. That's just the nature of the game.
Babe Ruth really sucked.
Compared to now, are you kidding me? He was pitching, like, the people that were pitching him were accountants. Like, what? That's just the nature of the MLB at the time.
People that were pitching against him were literally...
They
were
throwing 60-mile-an-hour fastballs down the deck.
No, the people that were pitching against him were people that worked construction during the day. Exactly. They played baseball secondary.
That was the MLB. That's not his fault. Babe Ruth was good. I hate that take. I hate that you brand our whole podcast around hating Babe Ruth. I disagree. Don't like it. Thank you. Give me the Babe Brooks.
It's actually really funny that you think that that's going to be into the podcast. I'm going to cut that part out.
Yeah, good.
Propaganda.
I'm just nice. All
right.
Yeah, but all right. So
Brooks, you're up.
Double picks.
You get out of here.
Double picks.
On the clock.
Don't even give me the 15 seconds. I'm taking Aaron Judge and Aroldis Chapman.
You're out of your mind.
All right. Two modern day players.
I don't hate it. I
don't hate it at all. Don't hate it at all.
Can't hate the player, hate the game. Still can't believe that Babe Ruth pick. Well, good old George Herman.
George Herman.
Georgie Porgy. All right.
I didn't even know that was his name until I looked it up. No, yeah, Damon's up.
No, you are all over.
No, I'm up.
Murph, you're back up.
I'm up. Yeah, I'm going. Oh, shit. I'm between a couple guys here. I'm going with the first baseman. I'm going to take Tex.
These 15 seconds just fly by.
I'm going to take Tex.
Fuck!
Great pick.
The dude hates the month of April, though.
Yeah, but it's a great pick.
Who cares?
Loves May.
It's an irrelevant month.
Am I up?
Mm-hmm.
You are up.
On the clock. 15 seconds.
I don't need 15. I just need Bernie Williams.
Good pick.
Okay, I don't...
I was hoping he'd fall.
The basic trend here, I think, is good picks all around for Luke.
I'm not.
Every time I make
too
a pick,
upset about that, but
you know, really, that's a dog shit pick.
Well, my outfield's now done. Feel the burn, huh?
Yeah, Ricky,
Bernie, 2020,
DiMaggio.
DiMaggio, not a bad outfield.
I wouldn't hate that outfield.
Not a bad outfield. All right, that means I'm up.
Wait, before you go, I saw Bernie Williams. I know Murph was fangirling out about this. I was in some bar, I forgot the name of it, and Bernie, there was this random guy playing just guitar with his band in the corner of the bar, and we didn't know it was Bernie at first. We were like kind of annoyed. Well, I know who Bernie Williams is, and I recognize
him. How long did it take you to have to Google what he looked like?
No, but we weren't really paying attention. We were just here. We were talking to each other, and then we were just annoyed how loud it was, because it was like one of those times where live music is like overly loud. Like,
yeah,
hey,
sometimes some bars have not good acoustics.
No, it was just like way too loud. They could have just lowered it. But then we eventually, obviously, they caught our attention with the loud music. I was like, wait, that's fucking Bernie Williams. And Bernie Williams is just jamming out in the corner of the bar. Just hanging with – and then the one guy after that is like, oh, by the way, this is Bernie Williams, Yankees legend. I was like, Bernie probably hated that, yeah.
Oh, I thought he announced
it. Oh, yeah, he probably hated
that. The other guy.
He didn't come up like a dickhead.
Imagine Bernie Williams saying, hey, I'm Bernie Williams, I'm a Yankees legend.
All right, you're
15
seconds.
All right, you took the mic. Fucking asshole. I don't even think so. I'm going Don Mattingly.
Oh, good pick.
That was the one I was between when I picked Tex. I was between Don Mattingly and Tex.
And then I'm going Roger Maris.
Wow.
That's another great pick. That's a good swing right there for you, man.
He doesn't have the home run record still, right?
For the Yankees?
Roger Maris, 61.
Is that still 62. Standing? 61.
Yeah. 61. Yeah, it's still standing.
That's crazy.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, he won 2 MVPs and 7 All-Stars.
Yeah, nobody talks about him because it was him and Mel.
I mean, we didn't watch it. That's why nobody talks about it, but.
You're up, bro. 15 seconds.
I'm going to go Wade Boggs.
Wow. Yeah.
Great pick. I'm glad I
have the challenge.
That was the third baseman I had left. That's a great pick. I mean,
he played only when he was 35 to 39, but he was a Silver Slugger and an All-Star every year.
Find that out today?
First of all, folks, if you haven't had Blue Moon Mango,
found that out
meat,
relatively
it's incredible.
An hour ago.
All right, well, let me tell you my. Well, I mean, it's a well known Wade Boggs thing, but I was gonna put Wade Boggs down because first of all, I didn't realize he was even considerable as a Yankee because I was thinking it was a Red Sox, which is an immediate red flag, and why I didn't want to take him. But while he was on the Red Sox, the number varies, but allegedly crushed like an absurd amount of beers on a flight between Boston and Seattle. Some say it's 105, some say it's 76, some say it's just over 50. Regardless, that many
on
beers, good for you.
Yeah,
on a flight. You never heard the Wade Boggs story?
No, what is
never
it?
Seen
91 beers on a
never
flight.
Never seen
for one what? Person.
For one person.
Oh, I have
well, no,
seen
no,
it
no,
in
well, no, no, no. It wasn't just on the flight. It was in a 24-hour period between when their game. They had a game in Boston. The game ended. After the game, he was out boozing, and then they left at like 4 a.m. to go to Seattle. He never went to bed. Was boozing the whole Seattle flight. Was boozing when he got off the Seattle flight. And apparently, it's like an urban legend, but apparently his beer count was like over 100.
Did he play
in that 24-hour? Not well. There was an off day on the travel day, but then he played a game the next day.
I actually did see that. Always Sunny. They just buckled themselves in and just drank
yeah.
the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, that's because of Wade Boggs. Yeah. Obviously, he has no idea how many he drank. So,
saying is good pick.
Yeah, but I'm almost negating that pick because you don't even know. You didn't even know the story.
Now Murphy.
Now I know, and now he's on the squad.
You're on the board, sir.
I'm going to take a pick that I was a little skeptical of, but I need to take it because he's one of my favorite players of all time in general. Not that much of a Yankee, but he also fills a very needed second base position. That man is Alfonso Soriano.
Love that pick. I love that pick. He was my number two.
I was holding on to him.
Where do you have him playing?
Second. I was really holding on to him because I had a feeling nobody was going to take him earlier, and I'm really glad nobody did because I would have taken him earlier. But I just had a feeling he'd drop. So I'm going to take him.
Were you having him playing second?
Yeah, he played second.
He's a second baseman
too, right?
No, he was mainly a second baseman.
He was a second. He was a primary second baseman.
But he played outfield too.
I'm some idiot. I know. I'm saying he mainly played second base.
He played outfield for us.
He's putting him at second base.
He played second base.
Solid place.
All
right. He's a primary second base. He's Tyler Wade. He's a jack of all trades. All
right.
If Tyler Wade had stolen 40 bases and hit 40 home runs.
Am I up?
With the Rangers.
No. Oh, you picked twice, right?
What did Murphy just go?
Twice. Yeah, no, you're up.
Sheesh. Okay. I'm going to take – I'm going to complete my outfield and take Lou Piniella and Dave Winfield.
Lou Piniella. Wow.
You son of a bitch.
Dave Winfield was on my radar, but
All
right. I got plenty more outfielders to pick from.
There's a lot more outfielders.
Yeah, I got a couple of outfielders myself.
Damon, you're up. 15
no,
seconds.
I'm not. Murph is up.
I keep getting
this
that
This is the
wrong.
Fifth time you've gotten it wrong.
No, just stop saying
just focus on the picks.
Words.
It shows.
All right, I might also round out my outfield the question of who I'm gonna round it out with. Paul O'Neill?
Oh, I forgot
great
about
pick.
Paul O'Neill.
How you forget
yeah,
about
great pick. It's on my radar.
Somehow didn't
he announces every game.
I didn't see him on one list I looked at.
If Paul O'Neill didn't announce the games on the YES Network, I probably wouldn't have even had him on my radar either. But I love the guy.
One of the most legendary moments in Yankees history when he was his last game and everyone just chanted Paul O'Neill for like 20 straight minutes.
Yeah, that was a lot.
They always talk about that home run he hit at Camden Yards, and they have it, you know, where they land in right field. Every single time, they always be like, oh, Paul. Like, and then they pan the camera over there.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul, remember that time where you hit a home run like a million feet over here? He's like, yeah, I remember,
Carl. remember when he dinged it off the office building?
Yeah, I don't know, but.
No, not actually. But you know that building in the back there at Camden Yards?
Yeah, it was just short
of that. But it was – all right.
So who just went?
It's Damon's turn.
No, it's not.
It's my turn.
It's not that hard, guys. It's four people.
I'm focused on the content.
Yeah.
It's like – if you ever done a fantasy draft from football,
it's
the same
thing. Yeah, it doesn't – it's automated. I don't have to tell you.
There's a big noise when I'm up. Like, da-na-na, da-na-na.
All right, next time we'll do that.
All right, so I'm going to – my outfield's done, so I'm looking for – I'm going to go with he's been on the Yankees for not a long time.
If you still get a call, I'm going to shove a sock down your throat.
Call him one of the clutchest players ever to touch Yankee Stadium. In recent news, he hit that home run, that go-ahead against the Astros.
Don't I'm break my heart all over again.
Big boy DJ LeMahieu at second base.
That played 1 year.
I don't think.
Bro,
I'm talking about Yankees careers. That was one of the caveats that I can put in a player that I love and I think talent wise ahead of his time.
All right.
You can throw anybody in the '70s, they're good. Rella, can I ask one thing before Damon goes? Who's your oldest player on your roster right now?
Oldest, like?
Like, played longest ago.
Joe DiMaggio, Wade Boggs. What are you talking about?
So DiMaggio. You had a lot of young guys. I wasn't sure.
DiMaggio, we'll get into
DiMaggio,
that after. Don't even
DiMaggio, we get it.
Worry about your team. Just know that I'm going to win the 18 beers and that's it.
And no one's going to agree on that.
Oh, we're going to put a poll.
I don't know if people – I don't know if people are going to agree with Ricky Henderson either in the outfield.
No, I mean – he's in center. We had Ricky – get out of my
grill. We'll see what the fans think.
Fans. Loosely used fans. All right. Who's up, Damon?
That's me. All right. I am going to go with at DH –
No, you can't go DH.
We're not doing DH yet.
DH
is last available. Once you all have a full team, then the best available person you can pick for DH.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm trying to pick him for outfield.
Oh, you were going to go DH before filling an outfield slot?
Yeah, I was.
Bold move. Scary.
Yeah. Because you know what happens.
I knew you wanted him.
This guy was one of my favorite Yankees of all time.
I wanted him so bad.
And he's one of those guys like in NPC Baseball 2005, I would just only have him in the roster and hit bombs. And I would, like, every time I created a player, I would have him be like the stance for every created player. Dude, so I'm going with Gary Sheffield.
Okay. You know what? See, this whole time I thought you were going to say Hideki Matsui. And I was a little confused once you started pumping his brakes on the stance. I was like, you got the most generic stance of all time. But yeah, Sheffield, I get it.
Sheffield, I get it too. I was hoping he would slip to a DH spot because I filled the outfield already. But
see, no, yeah, I had him in a DH slot. I didn't really think I'd have a chance at him. But
yeah, all right.
Wow, this is tough because I don't know what to do right now, and I'm just going to stall for, like, another 10 seconds. But, I'm going to go with – my pitchers are going to be really thin. This is going to – I'm going to get eaten alive right now from my relief pitcher I'm picking right now. He's been a
– You're really stalling.
Yankee for a long – I'm picking him already.
Make the pick.
He's been a Yankee for a long time. And in a few years, in a couple, like, you know, couple of years, he was like lights out all the time.
He hasn't made the pick yet.
I'm going with David Robertson.
I knew you were going to say that. That's crazy.
Wow. As your reliever?
I like the
pick. Bypassed others to go to David Robertson.
Yeah. I
don't hate it.
No, I know.
Have you looked at his stats?
I actually kind of like the pick. I think David Robertson is one of the most underrated Yankees. Not only Yankees, relievers. In history.
I'll tell you one thing. I didn't look at a single stat when I was doing this for the sole reason of I'm going off who my top 20, roster of Yankees are. I don't care how well you technically did on the Yankees. You're Yankee.
No, I mean, David Robertson.
Definitely a Yankee. Good pick.
I'm just saying David Robertson is known to be, and we were saying this too when he got traded or signed by the Phillies. I was like, I'm actually upset about that because he's old. And we did kind of sell him off because he got hurt right away after. But
in his prime Yankees, he was lights out.
He was the most
prime Yankees
constant.
Before he went to the White Sox, like when he was a little younger.
Yeah, back. Yeah.
And when he was the White Sox, that's when I was pissed. And then when he came back, it was, okay.
He was
he's
okay.
Good.
Yeah,
I like the pick. He was okay. I like the pick.
No, whatever. We got his best years out of him.
And honestly, after Mo Chapman is the last to go off the board. It's completely up to preference.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I really like the pick. I think you could have waited. You could have waited on that pick, but it was
are all the relievers taken?
I took a reliever.
Everyone has I got
a reliever, yeah.
Do you have a reliever, Murph?
Yeah, wait, Brooks, who did you take as a reliever?
Chapman.
All right, okay. I took Goose. So
yeah, honestly, after that, my next person, the fourth person on my list was a preference pick, and I picked Andrew Miller just because of
I was between
when he was on the Yankees for the brief amount of time. He was on the Yankees for 3 years, and he was literally top 10 Cy Young every year. And he was just – whenever he stepped on the mound, he was just – lights out.
I mean, after that, it's him and then probably just Betances.
Betances was on my list, too. I didn't want to throw him in there.
I don't know.
You know, I was looking at a lot of people's top. I looked at, like, the top Yankee receivers.
He's in the conversation.
Yeah. I still pick Robinson over both of those.
I looked at the Yankees' top relievers of all time. Sorry. I looked at the top relievers of all time, Yankees, and a couple of the ones I looked at had Adam Warren. I didn't.
Who's
was
back now, by the way?
Who's back now? So, like, it would have been a good long reliever. Little one to slide in there, I guess. But, like, I mean, top.
He's fine as a long reliever.
I didn't
Happ on the team with Adam Warren. I'm not unhappy.
Definitely. Different positions.
Adam Warren, if someone's hurt,
I like Jay Happ more than Adam.
Well, Happ's going to be. Happ's not going to be.
I don't like Happ.
All right, so am I next?
Rell's up. Rell's up.
And then I'm up after.
All right. So I have two positions left in the DH, so I'm sure everybody else is along the same lines. So I am still missing the one bag and the catcher. So I'm going to have to go with Tino Martinez.
Oh, God damn
good
it.
Good pick.
At first base.
You were waiting on him for DH, Damon?
Yeah, I was going to pick him for DH.
Yeah, no, I agree. He was still on my board there.
Guy's a stud.
He is.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, he's got it. Guy's a stud.
All right. You're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with a shortstop because they're available. I'm surprised that there's still shortstops available. But I'm going to go with the guy who came directly after your first pick, Rella, as Jeter. And I'm going to take Didi.
What's good with you taking my picks right before I'm about to take them?
Well, my pick's right before you, and great minds think alike, my friend. I don't know. Didi came sliding in after Jeter. Everyone's like, all right, like, this is Jeter's replacement. Like, come on. He's, you know, he was kind of a nobody before he came here. He was like,
no one else has a shortstop. You guys are all missing short. You too.
Yeah, you guys do that.
I have Glaber.
Oh, you put him as short. Okay.
I don't have
a
shortstop.
And this is where Brooks takes full reveal.
Yeah, now you're –
No, I know who I'm taking a short.
There's only one other person.
May
I finish on Didi? Because Didi slowly became my favorite player on the active Yankees roster up until this year. I was really sad to see him go to Philly. I needed him on my roster. Brooks, go ahead, my friend.
That was a sad pick. That made me sad.
That did make me sad. Thanks a lot for that.
I got a little tear. I don't know if you guys see it. But
if you guys want to read our ode to Didi, good old Brooks over here wrote a blog post on our website. And ode to Didi, a farewell. Your pick, Brooks.
Cheers, my friend.
Pick.
Cheers to Didi. Hold on. Cheers to Didi.
Cheers.
I finished my whiskey, but I got
gone, but not forgotten.
I honestly, he's on a 1 year deal, too. Who knows? Maybe he'll come back.
Maybe he has a bad year and we get him on a cheaper deal.
Maybe he has a good year and we just slide him back in.
I pray to God he has a terrible year and we give him, like, you know, a couple million. Yeah, as like a courtesy, and he comes back, and it's like 320 home runs.
Honestly, though, I think he's gonna have a really good year.
So do I.
Yeah, he will.
I think back with Girardi.
I think a really good year. I mean, that's the Philadelphia Yankees, and I hear Betances is also a favorite.
I hope Betances goes there if he doesn't come back.
Betances is between there and the Mets, and I'd much rather him go to the Phillies.
Yeah.
Because then, honestly, it's a second team. That's like a second team to root for too.
Yeah.
If the Yankees aren't playing, I'd be like, all right, I'm a little bit – I got 2 cents in the Phillies game. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's up?
I'm up, and I'm completely missing a middle infield until now. So I'm going to take Phil Rizzuto.
And the other shortstop.
And Willie Randolph.
Yep.
Yeah, Randolph's a good pick. You took him at second?
Yeah, I took him at second.
He was only – I'm surprised you didn't actually – I'll wait till the end. I'll wait till the end to say I'm surprised you didn't take. But all right.
Okay, yeah, you do that.
See, I had Phil Rizzuto on my list, and Phil Rizzuto is a stud, but, like,
all right,
We also never saw him play. Like, that's why I was.
What other shortstop am I putting there?
The only other person on my list was Eduardo Nunez,
and that wasn't happening.
And he was on.
First of all, third baseman. Second of all, Red Sox. No.
He's not a Red Sox. He's a Yankee. He was on the Yankees for a long time.
Yeah, not before he wasn't. Dude, if anything, he's a Giant.
Red Sox right now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude, he's not a Yankee though. He's a Giant. Maybe.
Yankees for like.
He wasn't good on the Yankees though.
Murph, the last and final round.
All right, yeah. So I'm gonna go starting pitcher.
It's two more rounds. There's a DH round too.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we saw the DH round.
Oh, I had the last pick. I had double picks. Oh, that's why I'm done.
Getting bumped on the DH round, might I add. But I'm going to go my starting pitcher. I can't believe these two guys lasted on the board. I thought I'd have to – actually, three guys. I thought I'd have to pick between the three of them. So on my board left, I had Guidry, Messina, and Roger Clemens. And I think Guidry was the best one out of those, but my favorite out of those and the one I'm going to go with is Mike Messina.
Yeah,
he was on my list too.
That was my list.
Too. I'm sure who I was thinking too. I would have picked. I mean, Guidry, is in the ranks of all time Yankees.
I'm almost offended that he didn't go. I might put him as my DH just to be nice to the guy because
I took CC early on. He took Pettit early on. Damon doesn't have
any. You could not.
Damon's still looking for a pitcher.
You probably just
stole that from Damon, honestly.
No, Damon has Randy Johnson.
Oh, he does.
Horrible pick, yeah. What round did he take that in? The third?
Like the second round.
Such a bad pick.
That fucked me. I just got pressed for time and I just
You could have picked
anyone.
And the reason I had all of them written down too. I had all of them written down. But he was the top one. I just thought about it. So the first one I said.
You know what, Randy or Damon, on my list, Randy Johnson is the first one on my list too, and I would have taken him, but I was waiting purposely on the starting pitchers because there were more than four that I was happy to take. So
yeah, I fucked up.
Glad I did.
Sue me.
All right, so I'm gonna finish my lineup out before the DH round. Obviously, this is the one position I have open. Obviously, and I think there's only one man for the job.
What's the position?
Position is catcher, Murph.
Oh, I mean, this is me.
You say Gary Sanchez, you're blowing it.
Yeah, you're ridiculous.
Don't do it. Actually, please do it.
Yeah, do it.
I'm going to rock with. I'm going to use this time for a public service announcement.
No, you can't. You can't stop.
Gary Sanchez will have a better year this year. He is the Kraken. He is an amazing player. Came out guns blazing. Hit so many home runs his first half of a rookie year. I'm going to go with Gary Sanchez.
That's absurd.
Because of a personal preference pick, Island Team Gary.
Do you have a catcher?
That's it.
Yeah, I do.
Murph, do you have a catcher?
Everybody has a catcher. That's why I love
Who's everyone's
yeah,
catcher?
Everybody has a catcher.
Someone tell me Yogi Berra was taken.
Yogi was taken. Dude,
I'm just making
Yogi,
sure.
Yogi, Posada, and Munson were all taken, so I went with Gary.
I would have too at that point, too.
Okay, there we go. Who would you have picked, Murph? You had somebody else in mind.
For what? Catcher?
Yeah.
Phil Dickey.
I don't even know who that is.
No, I would have gone with Gary over him.
He's got the retired number 8. You're out of your mind. So, do you ever think that Gary Sanchez is going to have his number retired in Monument Park? No.
I'm going with a
preference
pick. I'm going with a preference pick. I gotta rock with my man, Gary.
This is my team.
Not Gary
yours. Was
in the list. This is our right. time.
Your time
is okay.
Damon has to go off the list now. Damon had the phone out.
Yeah, because my third baseman, I'm clueless on who took the third base.
I deleted all my people once
yeah, I have like everyone who I had was taken.
There were two third basemen I had on there.
Yeah,
A-Rod and Wade Boggs, and then there was Gio, Todd Frazier.
Oh, I had Gio and Andahl.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd Frazier.
No, I honestly wouldn't hate if you took Todd Frazier.
I forgot about Todd Frazier.
No, I had Todd Frazier. Honestly, played well. Huge locker room guy.
Huge locker room guy.
I mean, he was awesome for the years he played.
Look at Murph with the line.
I don't want to hear it.
And so here's my thought process. I already have him on the pick. So whoever's saying wasting time, go fuck yourself.
Todd.
Who I'm saying is
Todd.
Can you give me a second? Yeah, oh my gosh! All right, I'm picking Todd Frazier. He was on my list. All right, and I was gonna pick
Gio, but then I kind of went back. I was like, he had a half good season. I'm not going to go ahead and have him be like this all-time Yankee.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, and yeah, big locker room, big culture guy.
Single-handedly.
Yeah.
Just, oh my
God. And then I was going
to... Tip of the cap to Frazier.
Yeah.
And I love that pick. I don't care about stats. He still played well. I don't care about the stats, though.
The Todd father?
The Todd father is where it's at. That was a good pick. That's a good Mr. Irrelevant pick, too, isn't it?
Yeah. No, you have one more, don't you?
Well, now we're in the DH round.
For position players, that was a great Mr. Irrelevant pick. I love that. Couldn't have been a better pick.
If he's not the Yankees bench coach in 10 years, I'm pro.
That nearly makes up for the Randy Johnson.
He would be the best bench coach in the MLB history.
All right, moving on to DH now.
DH.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah,
start. I have a pick ready. It's all right.
This is a crapshoot.
Yeah, and I'm going to go more so one of my favorite players. Another huge, massive, maybe the biggest locker room guy Yankee history.
Oh, I know it. Don't do it to me.
And I'm going to go with Nick Swisher.
He was on everybody's list, and we were all – I feel like we were all waiting because we didn't know when's a good time to take Nick Swisher.
I couldn't put him in the outfield.
No, you can't put him in the outfield.
Couldn't go anywhere else. That's just a product of Damon having the first pick at it. He would have been each of our pick for DH.
Literally every single time. That was my pick for DH. Yeah.
He was my
pick. Props to Dave.
And
we're going to put him over Bernie, Ricky, and Joe DiMaggio. Like, he's not going to slot in the outfield.
Yeah, and besides for my Randy Johnson fuck up, I think I'm a pretty solid team, but I'm out.
Horrible pick to start off with. All right, so my next pick, I'm up, right?
Yeah, you're up.
See, I'm torn. I'm torn.
I'm now torn also because
now we got 15 seconds out here.
I'm gonna make my pick, but my pick is Curtis Granderson.
Okay.
Don't hate it.
Don't hate it either.
I love the pick as my Curtis Granderson pick. I was really between him and Gardy.
There's still two people yet to draft.
What does that mean? Gardy's on everybody's list. Don't act like it's not.
Gardy's not on my list. Love the guy, not on my list.
All right, I'm just saying that's why he was edged by Granderson. I'm just saying I was between those two and a few other names who I won't list because I know there's competition for the remainder of the picks. But, I mean, Curtis Granderson was lightning in a bottle, lefty bat at the short porch.
All right, I'm just excited. I just have to cut you off so I can go. Brooks, I'm sorry, man, if he was on your list, but I'm going with Jason Giambi. I can't believe.
Oh, it's not who I wanted.
Okay, I can't believe that Jason Giambi dropped to third on the DH list. I thought I was fucked. I thought he would go first. He might be one of the best DHs in the American League, history of the American League. He's an actual
DH. Thanks for not taking my number one, Murph.
You can take who you want. You go ahead now. I want to hear who you were so excited about.
I'm going to take the 2009 World Series MVP, Hideki Matsui. Hideki,
all right. Ow. I can live with that. I can live with that.
I don't hate that.
How could you?
I don't hate that at all.
The guy is a Yankee legend.
Isn't his nickname Godzilla?
Yeah. It's a thriller from God fucking Zilla.
That's the one. You know what? If you can give me just a second to go through some of my honorable mentions that we missed. Hideki Matsui was about to be on that list. These are just the guys that I had on my list that didn't get drafted. Phil Dickey, obvious. First one. Tony Lazzari, I think nobody picked him just because we didn't really see him play in the 40s. He's not a big name like Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and those, whatever.
Yeah, Bobby was Richardson, on my list.
Kind of fan, played in the 60s, but not a big Yankee name. Willie Randolph did get picked, actually. Sorry, I just didn't highlight him. Phil Rizzuto, I don't know how he didn't go with shortstop.
No, he took him.
Oh, you took him? All right, sorry. I kind of was behind. The one outfielder that I had that didn't get taken on my list was Bobby Abreu. I was a big Bobby Abreu.
He was
Abreu
on mine, too.
I had Johnny Damon on mine.
Johnny Damon's another one. He was about to say next. Johnny
what
Damon's
about
another
Gardy?
One. He's the Red Sox. I didn't think of Gardy on my list. I actually didn't have a single active Yankees player on my list. The closest thing active Yankees player that I had is Didi, but he's on the Phillies now.
I think another honorable mention for I think DH that I think me and Brooks had the same idea is if it came down to like
a strict DH,
like we had nobody else. Stan. I was going no fuck Stan. No. I was going to say
Stan would be a good DH.
Raul Ibanez.
Tip of the cap to the man who's clutch as hell in a series we just couldn't win.
Yeah, I like that pick. I was going the Stan route because if Stan were a strict DH, that's not a bad DH.
I hate Stan, so I'm not being
I know Yankee Land.
While you were at work today, I FaceTimed Rowan Brooks on my drive home. we were talking about the rules of like what we were going to do. And you're like, well, is it a specific year and a specific Yankee for that year? Or is it like all-time Yankees? We picked all-time Yankees. And my example was like, is it like strictly 2000, whatever it was, Ibanez, or is it like Ibanez on the Yankees?
Right,
like,
right, yeah.
He's like that kind of one-year wonder guy.
Yeah.
Loved
which
him.
He was.
Great.
It's yeah, a definition of one-year wonder.
It was a playoff wonder.
I got three more pitchers on my list that we didn't get to. Obviously, Ron Guidry, as we talked about. We also forgot about Lefty Gomez, and then we also failed to mention Roger Clemens.
I was going to say Roger Clemens, too.
Yeah, he was on my list also.
I have him, too. Whitey Ford. He was in
Pittsburgh. Whitey right? Ford. No, I mean,
some of these names, though, like, I mean, like, they're so early on, like,
do they even exist? I don't know.
That falls into the same Babe Ruth conversation. So I'm just saying.
I don't want to hear your Babe Ruth shit. Babe Ruth was a steal. I took him in like the eighth round. I don't know how.
It's not a steal because no one wanted it.
An honorable mention.
You ask anybody else. Their Yankees drafts, he's in the first round. Everybody else.
So should I put up a poll? See, it was Babe Ruth good.
Well, you're tainting your minds.
Would Babe Ruth arrive in today's game?
I'll put up a poll.
Babe Ruth bullshit.
I'll put up a poll today or tomorrow. Yeah. And I'll say, would Babe Ruth be good today? And if that is above,
that's 50%, not what I'm saying. That's not what none of them would. Half of them wouldn't be good today. You think Yogi Berra would be good today? No. Think Lou Gehrig would be good today? No. You're just picking on Babe Ruth. He's the same as Lou Gehrig. Well, Lou Gehrig's a great pick, but Babe Ruth isn't. They played at the same fucking time. They're both on Murderers Row. You're out.
I didn't know he was such a
get
big,
out of here.
Big I mean, supporter. The kid's got a point, but go fuck guy. Yourself.
No, no fuck Babe Ruth.
Yeah, he all wouldn't right, be so good now. No shit.
My other honorable mention I mentioned years before. Later. You good? We're past it. All right.
I'm heated.
You like Babe Ruth. My other model we mentioned that nobody mentioned was David Cone.
Well, yeah.
No, I had him. Yeah, he was a good one.
David Cone. Yeah. I had Tony Lazzari too, and
I spelled Cone wrong, actually.
I had Stanton on there just for DH purposes, just to have on there, and I don't think it would be a horrible pick.
I low-key had Joe Girardi on my list of catchers just because he caught the perfect game.
Yeah.
He barely played. I mean,
I know, but it was just for sentimental value.
Yeah.
Can I have Jim Abbott the day he pitched perfect game?
Wait,
What about David Wells?
We should have also put in a manager pick.
A what?
A manager pick would be cool.
I mean,
I know like four.
I know, yeah. I can
Corey Girardi and Boone.
One of us would have been fucked.
All right, so why don't we go through our teams?
All right, first overall pick, Danny.
All right, so I have.
Where'd Murphy Group go?
I don't know. He'll come back. Murph, can you hear us? Bark twice. All right.
He's probably getting more wine or whiskey.
All right, so first base, I have Don Mattingly. Second base, I have Robinson Cano. Third base, I have the dark horse, Todd Frazier. Catching, I have Yogi Berra. I have right field, Reggie Jackson. Center, Roger Maris. Left, Gary Sheffield. DH, Nick Swisher. Shortstop, Gleyber Torres. And relief pitching, Div Robinson. And my worst pick of all time, because I was rushing, was Randy motherfucking Johnson.
That was a really bad pick.
In the second round.
That was
yeah. That fucked up my
entire. Was that your second round pick?
It was one of them.
It was like it was a really.
Do you know how many other people you could have gotten?
I'm aware. I'm aware.
Murphy, we're going through. I don't know where you went, but we're going through our teams. So I was two.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were two.
So my team. What?
Oh, read teams. All right. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So Damon just went through his. You'll have to listen to the podcast to find out, but. My team was at first base, Tino Martinez. Second base, DJ LeMahieu. Shortstop, Derek Jeter, number two. Third base, Wade Boggs. Catching, Gary Sanchez. Contrary to popular belief, Murph hates that pick. Right field, I got Joe DiMaggio. Center field, Ricky Henderson. Left field, Bernie Williams. Saw him live. Fantastic. Hated him at first. Relief pitcher is Mo Rivera. Starting pitcher, CC Sabathia. And DH is Curtis Granderson.
I think you blew it with Granderson.
You think I blew it with Granderson?
Sounded good.
You're entitled to your own opinion.
All right, Murph, who do you got?
So I got behind the dish. I got Thurman Munson, the late Thurman Munson, RIP. First base, I got Tex, you know, the wonderful Fox analyst nowadays. Second bag, I got Alfonso Soriano, more of an MLB legend, I guess, than a Yankee legend, but I'm going to rock with it because that's when I started to love him. At third, I got Greg Nettles, your only other relevant third baseman, really, in Yankees history. Shortstop, I got Didi, my favorite active former Yankee. Left field, I got the Mick. Actually, no, I'm sorry. In left field, I got Paul O'Neill. In center, I got the Mick. And then in right, I got the Babe Ruth. I don't know how he fell that long. DH, I got Jason Giambi, another product of who we snatched up from the A's, similar to Ron Urquiron. Starting pitcher, I got Messina. And then in the pen, I got Rich Gossage. That's all it. Right.
Too shabby.
Brooks, you're up.
Gonna be honest, I didn't really like your team.
First base, I got Lou Gehrig. Second base, we got Willie Randolph. Third base, we got the popular and somehow unpopular A-Rod. Shortstop, we got Phil Rizzuto. Catcher, Jorge Posada. The outfield consists of Lou Piniella, Dave Winfield, and Aaron fucking Judge, who's just the fucking man. Pitcher, we got Andy Pettit, longtime legend. Aroldis Chapman at the relief pitcher, and DH World Series MVP Hideki Matsui.
All right. I guess let us know what you think, who do you think won, and what you decide who wins.
We're going to put up a poll, folks, and it's up to you to decide who gets free beer.
Yeah, I'll make a graphic to show like the diamond with each of the teams, the little swipeable carousel thing on Instagram, Twitter. And, I mean, clearly my team was the best, but –
so false.
No.
I mean,
don't listen to him.
We're not talking about it right now, but that's just incredibly biased and false.
That was a lot of fun, though.
Moving on. I had a good time.
Next time, we might do an all-time worst team.
So, that would be fun, too.
My first pick is Jacoby Ellsbury in center field.
What, Merv?
On the Instagram post, just encourage the folks to listen to the podcast so they can get the background on why we took the picks.
Yeah, because some of the picks might not make sense. Like, for example, the Randy Johnson pick just doesn't make sense, even with explanation.
Go ahead.
I
believe that my outfield has a big one, Babe Ruth.
No, I mean, people aren't going to like the Babe Ruth pick.
It's half and half. I wouldn't be too sure. I wouldn't be too sure.
I don't know why you think the world is against Babe Ruth. They're just going to dig up his grave and throw him in a river. Like, I don't know.
Kev thinks he can strike him out 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, no shit. Because nobody. They threw 70 miles an hour back then, but Lou Gehrig's hitting the same pitching that.
Do you think Kevin Fuller, our friend Fuller, can strike out one of your top picks 9 times out of 10?
Kevin Fuller couldn't strike out one of those dummies that just stands there like this and smiles.
I'm going to make a gif about that. Out of that. All right. So this was fun. So maybe, like Brooks said, we'll do a would you guys be down to do an all-time worst Yankees draft, i.e. some guys sort of like Kendrys Morales.
And like, totally fun for that. Have some people send in some suggestions for the worst Yankees of all time. We'll set up a draft board out of those.
Chris Carter, I was about to say.
Tough one without thinking.
Tyler Wade.
Without thinking. Get out.
Tyler Wade like that. No, honestly, I feel like we've had a lot of bad first basemen.
Oh, yeah.
Since Tex, I feel like we haven't had a good first baseman. But.
We've had a lot of.
Yeah, this was fun. I think we'll end this here. We don't really have much more to talk about. This was a different episode. I hope you guys liked it. Yeah, go Yanks.
Let's go Yanks.
You?
Put your hand in mine. You know that I want to be with you all the time. You know that I won't stop until I make you mine. You know that I won't stop until I make you mine. Until I you, darling, and I say
until I make you mine. You know that I won't stop until I make you mine. Until I make you mine. Put your hand in mine.